Now the Associated Bank Market Desk outlook for this Thursday, February 16th, 2017. The Commerce Department reports on U.S. home construction in January. The Labor Department will report on the number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week. Freddie Mac also reports on this week's average U.S. mortgage rates. It'll issue quarterly results before opening on Wall Street this morning. Also today, the G20 foreign ministers will meet in Bonn. The meeting is part of German G20 presidency hosted by the newly sworn in German foreign minister. Secretary of State Tillerson may attend. Also today, the North Atlantic Council has meetings that are concluding. The high-level defense ministers of those countries, chaired by the NATO Secretary General, will be at the meeting. It's expected to focus on the alliance's strained relations with Russia and cooperation with the EU and Middle East nations battling extremists. A couple of other stories. While we have you on this morning, workers at a Boeing plant in South Carolina have rejected an effort to unionize. The National Labor Relations Board has released the results of the vote. Nearly 3,000 production workers were eligible to vote in the balloting. For weeks, both Boeing and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers have been campaigning on this effort. The vote was it comes after two days of President Trump scheduled to visit the Boeing plant for the rollout. He announced that, by the way, earlier this week for the rollout of the first Boeing 787-10 Dreamliner. Again, the machinists there have voted not to unionize at the plant there operated by Chicago-based Boeing Corporation. Yahoo is warning users again of potentially malicious activity on their accounts that happened between 2015 and 2016. It is the latest development in the internet company's investigation of a mega breach that exposed about 1 billion users several years ago. It's not clear how many have been affected in this latest round, which involved the use of forged cookies, strings of data that are used to allow people to access online accounts without re-entering their passwords. Yahoo says that its investigation has identified user accounts for which it believes those forged cookies were taken or used. Yahoo's in the process of notifying all of those potentially affected account holders. The company declined to say how many, again, affected and whether or not this might impact their ongoing deal to be purchased. Also today, we're watching another story out of Washington that has to do more with toys than anything else. It's out of New York, actually. You probably saw this yesterday. For the first time in more than 30 years, American Girl will sell a boy version of its pricey dolls, the 18-inch Logan Everett doll. Logan Everett will be its name. Goes on sale this week. American Girl is owned by Barbie maker Mattel Incorporated. It says Logan is a drummer and will come with a doll-sized drum kit. Some of the things that could move the markets on this Thursday, February 16th.